Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, man, I got to put the kibosh on all these leaks because it takes some of the juice off of these release shows when they do the schedules like tonight on ESPN. And, of course, NFL Network, which we watch. And Daniel Jeremiah is a good friend of ours. And we haven't had Cynthia Freeland on in a minute. Is she ready to go, Day-Day? She's, again, an analytics expert. And, you know, normally I'm not a big analytics guy, but she makes it make sense because I flunked out of Florida State. She makes it all make sense. The schedule released tonight at 8 o'clock. NFL's YouTube channel and the NFL channel available on the NFL app, Roku channel. We always joke right about the alphabet soup. Peacock, Pluto, TV, Tubi, Vizio, WatchFree, you name it. You got it. Welcome back to Dukes and Bell. Cynthia Abe is in for Carl today. First things first, what do you think of the Falcons draft? Obviously, Jalen Walker was a no-brainer, but what do you think about the Pierce move and moving up to get him?
You know, it's going to cost a lot, so there's a lot on the line here. But if they're right and it pays off, then it could be something that makes a huge difference in a team that hasn't had a lot of push up front in quite some time, like Vic Beasley, maybe the last, you know, double-digit sack artist. So I think, you know, again, it's a big risk, but I'm kind of a risk taker, so I'm into it.
Right.
Cynthia, appreciate you joining us again. I'm kind of getting crushed here by our own audience yelling at me because of where I stand about Michael Penix. And so I ask you, what are fair expectations about Michael Penix, and what do we actually know about the Falcons QB1?
Well, I think the good news is learning for a little while typically ends up being the best way to succeed. We've seen it, like, remember when Dak Prescott was coming out and they, like, were able to do that really nice thing where he didn't have to make any of the hard throws and then eventually he made harder ones? Hopefully that can be the case here as well. The hard part about that is now that you're the starter and you're going to go, a lot of that now rests on the O-line. And can they keep him clean so he has a chance to actually figure out what the defense is doing so that he can diagnose it and get up to speed there? Because I saw some good things last year for sure, but I also saw a rookie. And right. I don't think he's necessarily out of rookie. I know he's not a rookie anymore, but he still will have some of those first few reps kind of, I didn't see that. I don't know that false leverage. What is this, et cetera?
Right. Yeah, one of the things we saw him throw a terrible pick in the Commanders game on Sunday Night Football, Cynthia, and then he's able to basically, with his eyes, move a linebacker and then hit Pitts. And, of course, anytime Kyle Pitts gets in the red zone, it's a red-letter day. So it just he showed some sort of veteran moxie and, yes, that same rookie experience you're talking about. But, yeah, I wish we had just drafted him and not messed with Cousins. I mean, I know this isn't an analytics question, but you think anybody, or is it just dependent on an injury? There's no way anyone's ever going to trade for Cousins in this offseason.
You know, I thought that the Browns would be an actual trade partner, but now they just have 6,000 quarterbacks, so I don't think that they're going to be in the market, at least not at a price that would be worth it for Terry Fontenot at all. So, you know, I think the Kirk Cousins situation, however, I don't ever want to wish anyone any injuries, but we know that preseason sometimes can be a time where injuries happen. So until September comes around, we don't know.
Cynthia, Bijan had just a massive breakthrough season there, is just starting to get talked about as some of the best running backs in all of football. How much usage is too much usage for a guy like him?
Well, the good news about Bijan is that, like, and this is an analytics answer, and it's going to sound a little crazy, but when you measure the amount of muscle he has in his hips, his knees, his ankles, all of the things that project for availability, he falls within elite categories, meaning he's very likely to be able to withstand the kind of pressure that you get in the NFL and not have an injury, knock on wood. So I guess the answer to that is as much as he can handle, and he's a great trainer. We know he gym rat the whole thing.
Talking with Cynthia Freeland, guys, from NFL Network. Again, go to NFL.com/NFL channel for all the ways you can see her and everybody else talking about the schedule release. The Falcons, we got some drips and drabs. More information's coming out. We get a bunch of, and again, a lot of this is based on the upside with Penix. We got Bijan. I said Bijan in the fantasy numbers helps to drive some of the national interest. You buy that?
Absolutely. I mean, same thing with Drake London. I mean, there's a lot of fantasy people always, and we're going to have a joke about it, I'm sure, because, you know, certain tight ends, the questions are that, but, you know, Kyle Pitts, will you draft him first overall, whatever. So the point being is there's a lot of fantasy players on this team that are worth talking about. This is a really interesting season for the Falcons. It's a very big, they took a big risk, and if it pays off, it'll be awesome. So I think that will include the offense.
Cynthia, I don't think the answer here is the NFC South, but who do you think is the best overall division across the eight in all of football?
You know, it's going to be wild to say this, but the one that I have the closest, the team with the number one and number four being the closest in terms of their win projections, is the NFC North. So that, to me, this year, that's a really interesting one. We obviously don't know very much about J.J. McCarthy. That's a big question mark. We don't know exactly how Ben Johnson's going to fare with the Bears. I mean, it seems like good stuff, and he made some great moves, but they have to play out on the field, as we know. Lions, a lot of changes there. And the Packers, of course, you know, when you have a quarterback, things are easier.
Talking with Cynthia Freeland, guys, from NFL Network. Yeah, we were just wondering, you know, this Aaron Rodgers thing, because when and if he does finally, you know, I never thought we'd get a Pope faster than we get Aaron Rodgers to make a decision here. Do you still think he's going to step away, or just going to be Pittsburgh, and he's just going to make us all, he's going to milk it for all it's worth, and he will be a Steeler?
Well, it feels like, do they really want Mason Rudolph? I mean, let's think about it. The Steelers have had five different starters, and it'll be the fifth starter in game one in 5 years. So,
right.
they're going to start someone new no matter what. Do they really go into this draft without at least a handshake agreement and maybe 75% assurances from Aaron Rodgers that he'll be their guy? Is that the case? Or, I mean, I feel like it must be, because I just think Mike Tomlin's too good to be duped, but you never know. And
right.
It was just a confusing situation all around. However, I don't think Aaron Rodgers wants the grief for not participating in some of the off-season activities. And last year he was in Egypt. People got mad about it,
right.
You know, the whole thing. So I think perhaps he's waiting to sign so that he doesn't look like, I don't want to do this, when in fact he doesn't want to do this.
Because that's our only out for Kirk Cousins. We just talked about Kirk Cousins. The only other opportunity we'd ever have is if for some reason Aaron Rodgers doesn't come back. And then, you know, then maybe we have some leverage with one team. By the way, are you on a treadmill? What are you doing?
The dogs, so my huskies, have had a really rough day. I have two rescue huskies, and they decided to eat some socks, and so we're outside because they have not been feeling well, and they're running me around because huskies are insane. And anyways, but I apologize for that, but my rescue huskies,
no, they're
my babies. So.
Nice. No, we're both, everybody's, and Carl's a dog person. If you're not a dog person, we can't be friends on Dukes
and
Bell and Cynthia
Freeland. Dogs are better than humans. So.
You are okay in our book.
Now I'm invested on the dogs. I have a husky as well. Did you say your dog swallowed some socks?
Yes. That's their new game. I have two boy huskies, and one's name is Gordy after Gordy Howe.
Oh, nice.
The other one's name is Clyde, and they decided that they were going to eat some socks. And now, between throwing up and other things, it's been a rough day.
Yeah.
It's been a rough morning.
I'm just going to say, from firsthand experience, one, break that habit. It can be done.
My husky
used to do the same.
It.
Have they ever not thrown it up, and have you had to have surgery?
Thank God we have not gotten to that yet, but that is the reason I have pet insurance, because they're stupid. I love them, but they're dumb.
Yeah, they didn't exactly cover the $5,000 surgery I had to deal with for Chipper.
No.
She did the same thing. Yeah,
oh,
she
man.
Did. She did the same thing. So I'm glad that they're throwing them up. That's good. Hey, one question I did want to ask is in regards to what the Bengals are doing and spending money on, because obviously they're overloading the offense and they're making sure that the skilled players are paid, but they didn't win last year because they couldn't stop anyone. They couldn't get off the field. Now they're in this situation with Trey Hendrickson. It looks like it's legitimately ugly. Ultimately, how do you think it resolves itself, or does it?
That's a great question. The good news for the Bengals is they may have had a peek at their schedule, and it starts off pretty easy, relatively speaking. So they're okay for, like, you know, if he doesn't go to all of camp and they have to reacclimate, whatever, a pass rusher still can help. But the Bengals have not been known for spending wisely, and I don't think that they're a confusing organization when it comes to cap. How about that? That sounds diplomatic, right?
Right.
But, I mean, you have the season sack leader, and then you're giving up 25 points per game last season, and you basically do nothing to address it. I don't know what you expect to happen. I'm not sure how you expect to keep people happy. And for some reason, I don't think it was Lou Anarumo's fault. Just to put that out there.
That's funny. Cynthia Freeland's with us, guys, from NFL Network. We got a lot of AFC East this year. We get Buffalo. Obviously, you know, they'll be right back in that mix. We get Miami. I'm not a big fan of Coach Brah, and I don't know where you fall on. It seems like a lot of money dedicated to wide receivers. Do you buy the Dolphins to take a step up this year or continue to just kind of flounder?
the question about the Dolphins for me will be, you know, when your left tackle retires, life is hard, and especially when your quarterback wasn't available for six games last season. Tua will be a huge – Tua's mindset and Tua's ability to – that's a fast-paced offense. Sure, there are some tricks and gimmicks in it, but that's part of it. I mean, Kyle Shanahan does it. A lot of people do it, right? Mm-hmm. But if you don't have a left tackle that can help you, and you have a guy who – I don't know, maybe he's a bit spooked, he's missed a bunch of games, that can be difficult. I think that the Dolphins either go, I don't think they win the division. I think it's the Bills to lose, obviously. Right. But I think that it might be between the Dolphins or the Jets. I think the Patriots will surprise in that one and end up second in the division. Just saying.
Cynthia, I'm a big fan of Jaden Daniels. But even I was surprised at just how darn good he was last year, how easily it was for him to adjust to the league and adapt and be just immediately one of the, by the midway part of the season, certainly by the end of the season, one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. Is there any numbers that you've seen that makes me believe that he's not going to pick up where he left off, that maybe he could face a sophomore setback?
Well, the problem that he has is he still has to face the Eagles defense twice a year, and they got better, which is bananas because they were already really good. So while I think he's great and we'll see, I think we will see some of the, I mean, CJ Stroud didn't get worse last year. The things that were wrong were exacerbated by defensive coordinators as they watched the tape and got more info. So Jaden Daniels will have, in my opinion, it's very likely he'll have like a couple games where it looks not as ridiculous as it did at the end of last season, but then he will rise to the challenge. We saw with Joe Burrow, we've seen it all around. We saw with Josh Allen, et cetera. So I think as defensive coordinators give him the respect he's owed, he'll have to then adjust. It's a chess game. And I think he'll be fine, but I think there's a couple of games in there where the chess match will be interesting. But if there's one thing I will say last year, prove to me it's not Cliff Kingsbury running out of gas after week 9.
Right. Hey, Cynthia, before we cut you loose, just going to run down through some of our opponents. We got the 49ers. That looks to be a – is that a Sunday Night Football game? That's one of them? Yeah. What about Brock? Because you're an analytics person. Brock Purdy is not worth $50 million. If you're John Lynch, I mean, how do you play this hand out?
Well, if I'm John Lynch, my entire defense is now gone. On some level, I mean, I'm glad the Kittle situation has been resolved. I'm very concerned about Christian McCaffrey's health. That's a big deal. I try to get Brock Purdy on a, you know, voidable year deal, and I'm really worried about making it incentive-laden as opposed to pure cash. And that's to me, the best they'll be able to, because, you know, I don't think Brock Purdy is going to give them very much of a discount. However, they could look to, like, the Patrick Mahomes model of how that initial big contract was done that was pushed out over several years and then redone, and the IRS thinks he makes more than, you know, the cap masters do. So it's just going to be about writing a creative deal. That's how I think it gets done.
All right, Cynthia, great stuff. We'll all be watching tonight on NFL Network for the schedule release. Good luck with the puppies. And again,
thank you, and
hide those socks. Thanks again.
Thanks, guys.
Great stuff, man. Again, always fun to watch. And again, really smart. Obviously knows your stuff as well. So great deal. Hey, man, we got our man Day Day. Speaking of smart, he's got some sass and he's going to bring the heat. Right, Meat? That's coming up with some Yeah Man, No Man. This hour of Dukes and Bell, guys, is brought to you by All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. Aben for
presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Carl, stick around. More football talk.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.